Unit 3. Reading. Exercise 1.
Influencers. The online stars who set the trends.
Who or what are influencers?
People who have influence on others, obviously. Young people who are stars on social media have thousands, sometimes millions of followers. They're like internet celebrities. So companies pay them to advertise products. A famous example from the UK is Zoella. She has 6 million subscribers to her beauty channel.
Really? How does that work?
Okay, imagine I'm a fashion blogger or a popular gamer or someone who makes really funny videos. Marketing companies see that I'm really popular, so they give me a product. I recommend the product and my followers think, hey, that must be cool because Harper likes it. I'm going to buy it. The marketing company pays me and everyone is happy.
Give me more examples.
Okay, a music promoter sends a song to an internet star who maybe dances to the song. The music company then pays for every view or like which that video gets. Or a clothes retailer gives lots of their products to influencers and hopes they'll wear or just mention their stuff online. Influencers never pay for clothes or makeup or skateboards or games. Marketing companies are throwing stuff at them all the time.
Hey, I've got this blog and nobody's throwing stuff at me.
Well, you'll need a minimum of 400,000 followers. That doesn't happen overnight, but when you are successful, you can earn big money. Some vloggers started earning when they were still at school. Online marketing is massive. Companies want to reach young customers because they spend a lot and they stick with the brands that they like.
So, when I've got my millions of followers, I can make millions of pounds, right?
Only if you're sincere. Your followers won't trust you unless they believe that you genuinely like the products that you promote.
Okay, thanks, Harper. I'm going to find some followers. See you online.
Good luck.